The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal stars Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. Fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. Great stuff, as always, from Bill Bender of the Sporting News and, of course, Derek Bombeck of the Lincoln Convention and Visitors Bureau. Can you give us an update on all things Lincoln this weekend? Official news out of Notre Dame. Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman is the new head coach.
35 years old.
If you talk to a Notre Dame fan, I've talked to a couple fans. I know there's some that are in Lincoln that I know for some reason that like Notre Dame. They like the hire. They are supportive of the hire.
So the players are supportive of the hire, and I think that's a big part of it.
Marcus Freeman, the new head coach at Notre Dame, not Luke Fickell, who's seen as probably the top candidate by many people.
I mean, it makes you wonder if Notre Dame made a run at Fickell and he said nope, I'm on. I have a chance to be in the college football playoff, but I'm taking.
Okay, now put yourself in the shoes of a Cincinnati fan right now. All these jobs, these major jobs, were open, and Luke Fickell is seen as a top candidate out there for a lot of these jobs. Seen as
absolutely,
and they might survive this cycle with him sticking around. That means he might be there for the long haul.
Yeah, he might. Yeah.
Like if he's waiting for Ohio State to open, that's truly what he wants. He might be waiting for a long time.
Yeah.
And that means Cincinnati says, wow, this was the year, if any, with all those jobs open to leave.
Well, if he takes care of business, he'll be playing in the college football playoff. And that maybe that's what's going on here.
But I wonder, though, if you're Luke Fickell, like, even, you know, this is the year to make it. If you're Cincinnati, this is the year.
I know.
The group of five always is going to be on the outside looking in for the most part. This year, if you get help from Bama losing tomorrow, if you do your job and beat Houston, you get help from, again, if you beat Houston, they might just be in. They might be in.
Mm-hmm. Depends what Oklahoma State does
against
Baylor in the Big 12 championship game. So as it sets up now, the college football playoff, if I'm not mistaken, the final four would be 1 seed Georgia versus 4 seed Cincy.
Okay.
Right?
That's correct.
And then 2 seed Michigan versus 3 seed Alabama.
That's as of right now. Now, they have not played tomorrow's SEC championship yet. And also, Michigan has to beat Iowa.
I know. I'd love to see it stay right there. And this is where I'm going to tell you something that you will be repulsed by.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yes. And this is a part of me that I don't like to share a lot of details about myself, But this is a part of me that's just, I catch myself feeling this all the time. If it's Georgia versus Cincinnati, 1 versus 4 in the college football playoff semifinals, I am hoping Georgia stomps Cincinnati because I am a blue blood.
You're sicko. You're sick.
I'm a sick bastard.
You are sick. I hear the people booing you in their cars.
I catch myself all the time doing that. Like I was I was sort of, I know Michigan's kind of a blue blood, but I was really sort of upset. I was yelling in my living room when Ohio State was losing that game. Now, I wanted Ohio State, Georgia in the championship game. That's why.
You did.
But also, it's just because I don't like seeing blue bloods go down.
Michigan's a blue blood, though.
Well, not as but not as blue as Ohio State. Not as
sure,
blue as Ohio
they're
State.
Blue blood.
No, but they're not as blue as Ohio State. Ohio State, if you have to name five of the bluest blue bloods, it's, come on, let's do it. Alabama, come on, Ohio State,
okay.
USC, Notre Dame, that's four. Come on, who would be the fifth? The bluest of the blue bloods.
Mm-hmm. Michigan's going to be in that conversation?
No, they're not. What? No, they're not. Not of the top five. Did I say USC?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it again.
Alabama.
Alabama, USC.
Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Come on, who would be the fifth? Oklahoma.
I was going to say Oklahoma.
That's it.
Probably that team.
That's it. Michigan's not on that level. They're not on that level.
They're not close to that?
They're clearly not on that level.
Like, well, how far behind are they? Where's Nebraska?
At any rate.
In terms of blue bloods.
I would hope that Georgia, if they play Cincinnati, just whisk them away and says, just go back to being Cincinnati. We're Georgia.
So you want them to affect – if I'm trying to speak for you here,
yeah,
just as I'm trying to read what you're saying. Are you hoping that tomorrow – if that's the case, if Georgia plays Cincinnati, mm-hmm. you're hoping that eliminates any chance ever of the Group of Five getting back in the playoff? That's what it sounds like. You're saying, I want the Group of Five never to be in the playoff conversation ever.
I get a little bit tired
Here's
of it.
Here's your one bid. Now get stumped and go bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm just got to own it, Jake. I'm a blue I like blue bloods. That's what I like. I like convention. I like things to make sense. I like order.
So do you not like Georgia?
No, they're order. They're blue
bloods.
But
they're not that level, though.
No, but they're blue bloods. They're fine. No. Kirby Smart and Georgia, they're fine. With me, they represent a blue blood to me. They do not. They're not. We just named five.
Where
blue
are they compared to Michigan in the blue blood status? Mr. Blue Blood,
a notch above. But Michigan's a blue blood. Don't read me saying Michigan's not. I'm a Michigan fan too. That's the thing. I like Michigan. I've always, when I was a little kid, I liked Michigan and Ohio State. Cool.
I'm just shocked you don't put Michigan in that level.
No.
Oh, they're not even like that close. That they're
well, they haven't had the success for number one. They haven't had the success that those programs have had. Michigan has not. No, they haven't. They're close. They're in that conversation. They're a blue blood, Jake. I'm saying they're a blue blood, but the bluest of blue bloods we named. Okay, we named them. Those are the five.
How do you regard Clemson?
No, recent.
I know. They're not blue blood.
No, they're
but so do you not like them then? Because they're not a blue blood, Sip.
I kind of like them. Not like I like.
Are they repulsive to you?
No. No. They're not. No, and I'm not repulsed by Cincinnati. I'm repulsed by the notion of that Cincinnati thinks they belong on the same line as these teams.
See, that's why it has to happen. To prove if they're right or if they're wrong.
Well, if they do it, they do it. And I got to eat. Then I got to suffer.
And what happens if they lose by three? Does that mean they don't belong?
No, that means they belong and they get respect.
Sure.
For sure.
And this
is not a respect.
This is a monumental year for the Group of Five. If Cincinnati gets in, now you have teams that believe they have a chance, that they're not going to be left out forever. Like, this is the best chance they've ever had. Uh-huh. Group of Five.
Yeah.
Bama's not like they have been. They have a chance to have a second loss tomorrow and take them out.
You know what I'd like? I'd like Alabama to play Georgia close, lose, and get in. That's what I'd love. Alabama play Georgia close, lose, but get in.
You're sick.
Am I sick?
You are sick.
Or do I just like blue blood?
You are sick.
Harrison, am I sick? No.
You know what? There's going to be
– Harrison generally supports
a large amount of college football fans are going to be repulsed. If that situation happens,
why?
Where Alabama loses, gets their second loss, and still gets in ahead of maybe
it's Alabama.
I don't care what
they've
it is.
They've earned that.
They have two losses.
They've earned
the
it.
The season matters. You're saying the season doesn't matter then at that
of
point.
Of course. No, I know. I didn't
they
say that.
They had lost to an unranked A&M team at that time. Don't forget that. That was, at that point, an unranked Texas A&M team they lost to.
They're not unranked anymore. That's Jimbo.
Well, if Cincinnati can go and win every game. And by the way, Cincinnati beat some Power 5 teams. They beat, I know Indiana sucked. No, they beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
That's their ace in the hole. They beat the number five team right now.
Yeah, they got one big win, and when you're in the SEC, you got big games almost every week. You got to win.
You are not.
Am I getting skewered?
You are kidding.
Am I getting skewered?
You are getting skewered. As you should be. This is repulsive.
This is a very unpopular opinion, I know, but I know it's like part of your fabric. You just can't deny it, right? You like golf. You can't say you don't like golf because it's just part of you. I love blue bloods in basketball and in football.
Oh, you're getting smoked.
Am I getting smoked?
This text line is just like pitchforks, like they're outside your house right now.
Don't come to my house.
This man is stay hoping away from for a two-loss Alabama team to make the playoff.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love
it. See, that's where college football like loses its appeal.
Not to me. Don't say that. You can't speak for the people.
I speak for the people. If I'm telling, I speak
There's
for
a lot
the people.
There's a lot of people in the southeast USA,
and they are biased. More
they
than
should
anybody.
Be because that's where the best football in America is. Okay, that's where the
this
best
Alabama team is not like other
where,
Alabama.
Where's
teams.
The best football in America?
They barely
played?
Beat an average Arkansas team. They should have lost to Auburn.
Where's the best football in America played?
All over the country.
In the southeast.
It's all over the country,
that's
baby.
Where the best players are.
Jake speaks for the people, the milkman. Thank you. Yeah, this nation is going to be repulsed if Alabama loses a close game and still gets in the playoff.
Play them close.
Two losses is two losses.
Beat them.
It's not an 18 playoff.
Beat
it's still four.
Uh-huh. I'd like to see Bama beat them.
Here's the thing with that then. Your dream would not happen because Bama would go to one probably, right?
Ooh.
If they beat Georgia, they're going to be the one seed.
Michigan wouldn't have a chance to be the one seed?
I don't think so.
What if they waylay Iowa? Could Michigan be the one seed?
Okay, conversation. Sure, there's a conversation.
Okay.
But Georgia has been by far and away the best team in football this whole year.
Yes.
Like Iowa, that'd be a good win, obviously, to win the conference title, and you just beat Ohio State by 15.
Yeah. So you're hoping Georgia handily defeats Alabama.
Takes them out of the picture.
Okay.
No Bama. No Bama.
Now I think I'm going to get skewered.
Now the text line is just all like, yes, go, Jake. Go, go, Jake. Go.
Yeah, it's an unpopular.
Because you guys are right. Sip is sick. You are sick.
I'm not. I just like blue bloods. I just like blue bloods.
Let's get a call from Zach. I hope he scorches you on this.
Right.
Zach, you're on early break. Go ahead.
I'm not going to scorch you, Sip, but.
Okay.
I mean, if that's your logic with getting Bama in, let's say Bama gets absolutely annihilated by Georgia.
Okay.
Let's say Iowa stomps Michigan. Would Iowa get considered?
Okay, Jake.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
No,
that's two
Iowa's
loss
ranked
Iowa.
13th right now. Yes. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Yeah, that's two loss Iowa. They can't jump that
I
far.
Was watching some video yesterday on Twitter that someone was trying to explain how Iowa has a chance. They don't. They don't have a chance. Like, they are not getting into the playoff. It's not happening.
Okay.
No way, no how.
Iowa's amazing.
Like, Alabama with two losses is going to deserve it more than Iowa.
What are you going to be doing on Saturday night if you're watching that game and Iowa's ahead in the fourth quarter?
I'm telling you right now, I expect it.
do you know?
I don't.
I seriously don't.
I told you the scenario here. Uh-huh. This feels like to me, for Michigan, Wisconsin basketball in, I think it was 2014, when they took down undefeated Kentucky in the Final Four. Everyone celebrated saying, oh my gosh, we've arrived. We did it. What a huge win. And then when the actual big game happened, they lost. They did not win the title. They were runners-up to Duke. Everyone forgets that. They remember the win over
Kentucky. I remember it very well.
They remember knocking off the undefeated Anthony Davis-led Kentucky.
Frank the Tank.
Kaminsky, Sam Decker, all those guys. But guess what? They were not national champions.
I hear you.
And I just see this as a situation where they put all that energy, itty-bitty Ohio State. Iowa is going to thrive in this. They're a huge underdog. They love being the underdog.
10.5 points.
They just love being the dog.
10.5 points.
And they're not as good of a team, but they just find ways to win.
Right now,
so I will not be surprised at all if we're talking about a fourth quarter lead for Iowa.
I will be surprised for three reasons if Michigan doesn't win handily. Hassan Haskins, Aiden Hutchinson, and David Ojabo. Those guys, they're too good. This is a real good Michigan team.
I know it is.
This is a Michigan team that can compete for it all.
I agree with you, but I am prone to seeing Michigan beat themselves.
You have a hang up. You have an Iowa hang up.
No,
Iowa lives in your brain.
This is not Iowa.
Yes, Iowa lives in your.
This is more about Michigan than it is about Iowa.
No, Iowa lives in your head.
In this scenario, it's more to me about Michigan than it is Iowa.
No, it's not. You're deathly afraid of Iowa winning that game.
Well, they can't go to the playoff.
Because you can't deal with that.
I can live with that.
No, you can't.
Because they're not going to the playoff. This is not like 2015 where if they won, they're going to the playoff.
Big Ten champion Iowa. How's that feel to you?
I would just laugh because I know that team was just so subpar. It's like this is the weirdest year ever. Like that team could have lost to anybody. They barely beat Colorado State, who's horrible this year. Mm-hmm. You know, Nebraska was up by 15 points on them.
Iowa lives in your head. Mike.
Let's get a call from Mike. You're on early break. Go ahead.
Well, I have to agree with Steve, and I think the statistics back him up.
Come on,
Mike.
You know,
I think
Mike.
Football is the same as basketball, but I read a piece where they showed that, you know, everyone talks about in the NCAA tournament, oh, boy, we like to see all these upsets, and they like to see them early.
Yeah,
but people, for the most part, don't like the Final Four to be a bunch of no-names. And statistically, the best, the most watched games are always those with the blue bloods.
Yep.
And whether you hate them or love them, you tune in to watch them.
Yes.
You know, people can say all they want, oh, boy, I love when Loyola Chicago got in there. But the ratings don't reflect that. So I think Steve's 100% right.
Thanks. Thank you, Mike. Did you hear what he said?
I did hear him.
He said 100% right.
Well, I just...
The cute little story is not all that appealing to me.
They beat Notre Dame.
No way. They got one win. I mean, if you play in the SEC, you got to do it every week.
Well, they don't get a chance to play those
teams. No, they don't, do
they?
They
play their schedule. They challenge themselves by playing Notre Dame and beating...
Do we need to call up Cincinnati's season and look at the near misses they had against crap opponents?
I don't care about near misses. They won.
Oh.
How many near misses did Iowa have? How many near misses did Alabama have? They should have lost.
They should have lost
to Auburn, who sucks.
In a real
Auburn
conference,
Auburn is terrible.
In a real conference,
Auburn is horrible. That is a bad football
in
team.
In a real blue blood conference,
Auburn is atrocious. That is a horrible football team, and they almost lost to them. They should have lost to Auburn. Arkansas is very average.
I don't know.
And they nearly lost to Arkansas.
Yeah. I don't know if Arkansas is very average.
If
you put Arkansas in the Big Ten West, what do you think that'd look like?
If Georgia does what
they should. What do
you
think that would look like? Arkansas in the Big Ten West.
Well, in previous years, I might think they'd be pretty
bad. I'm not talking about previous year. I'm talking about this year.
I'd have to see how they go.
They'd be a threat to win it.
Sure, a threat, but they would not win it for sure. A threat. If Georgia does what they should win tomorrow by 10-plus points. They're a better team than Alabama.
I agree with that.
It is a complex they have to get over, though. The belief, can you beat Bama? Kirby Smart, I mean, Nick Saban owns Georgia. He owns them. Owns them. Think about that championship game a couple years ago, the national title. Georgia's up 14-0 at halftime. Here in comes Tua to save the day. because Jalen Hurts couldn't get it done.
Saban lives in George's head like Iowa lives in your head.
That's right. You're dang right. You are absolutely right. So this is Kirby Smart's moment. This is not the national championship, but this is you proving that this season is real. You are the best team in college football, and you can get over the hump. Like, this is his chance to pull a Harbaugh against Ohio State.
You're doing a good job of selling this game. I like it. I'm jacked up.
This is his Ohio State game for Jim Harbaugh, as it was last week. And Jim Harbaugh won by 15 points.
I'm jacked up for this game.
This is a chance saying, not only am I going to beat you and win this conference, I'm going to knock you out of the playoff too, buddy. Sir Saban.
So you're very interested in that game. Or will you be watching Cincinnati and Houston?
Someone says in the text line, Jake's head is a duplex and Iowa and Creighton are living rent-free in it. Yeah, that's probably
pretty well, there's
true.
A question I was posed the other day. What would Nebraska fans be more repulsed by, Creighton winning the NCAA basketball championship or Iowa winning the NCAA football championship? Could you even function if either one of those things happened?
No. I'd be in a straitjacket somewhere, probably. What would be worse, Creighton winning the national title or Iowa football winning the national title? Those are both really Those are both really horrifying visuals.
Go ahead and chew on that.
I'm going to say probably worse for Iowa because Nebraska's been so bad at basketball. It makes sense for Creighton. Like, I still hate it. Iowa winning a national championship in football would be really, really impossible to take. I would probably throw up seeing Creighton do that in basketball. But
you would not throw up.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me
it,
you wouldn't.
It might be.
You wouldn't be physically ill.
I would be violently physically ill. I got to assume a lot of our listeners would also feel the same way as me. Like, we have a horrible stomach bug come upon us that we couldn't contain.
Iowa 10-2.
I'm putting it out there in you know, I'm not rooting for Iowa. I want Michigan to win, but I fully expect tomorrow Iowa to be leading that game at some point in the fourth quarter.
Jeez.
I do.
I just don't think they can get the offense going.
You heard it here first.
Okay, I don't.
If I'm wrong, you can bash me on Saturday, bash me Monday. I just for some reason expect it.
I don't think they can get enough offense going to do that. I know what you're going to say. Well, they'll make something happen on specials.
They just do. They do.
Or they'll pick off a pass or two or three.
It doesn't make sense, but they'll do something that doesn't make sense. That's what Iowa does.
Yeah, Michigan's just going to pound the ball with Haskins at them and keep it out of the air.
Iowa's defense is good.
I know. That's true. See, I have said all week, Michigan will not pummel. Michigan's offensive line will not beat up Iowa like it beat up Ohio State. I'm with you on that. It'll be tougher. It's strange to say that, isn't it? Iowa's defense is going to be tougher than Ohio State. So Ohio State was pretty ordinary in the back seven. They're good up front. They're good up front, Ohio State. But they weren't good in that game. I mean, Michigan just was a big old flex in the snow. Right? Brandon.
Yep, one last call before we get to break. Brandon, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Not too bad, Sip. Hey, you're kind of off topic here talking about football, but the Huskers and with Martinez transferring.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to listen much since that happened to you guys, but it's kind of interesting with him being in the transfer portal, and you have all these Big Ten coaches that have had the game plan against him.
Okay.
And you have Wisconsin, Iowa, granted, Tanner Morgan at Minnesota has been an okay to, you know, decent quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
You also have Purdue. You have those four programs that could potentially come into your backyard, take him out of your program from you because of his decision or a joint decision based on him, Scott Frost, and Trev Albers.
Okay.
We'll never know. Imagine Martinez playing for Iowa or Wisconsin with those offensive lines and that run game that those two programs have and coming into Lincoln. That would be a nightmare to have to defend.
Yeah, it would. I just don't. Hey, Brandon, I don't know if Adrian would do that. if he would put himself in that position.
I mean, could you blame him, though, if he did? You know, you're going to have protection. You're going to have the best opportunity to improve your resume to get drafted into the NFL. I mean, ultimately, it's going to come down to what he needs to do to get himself into the league.
Yeah. He can find those qualities on other teams, though, other than ones in Nebraska's division. I just don't know if he would do that, Brandon.
Thanks for the call, Brandon.
Yeah, it's a good – I can't imagine Adrian going to Wisconsin and saying, okay, I'm going to go beat Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I don't think he would do that. I think there's a loyalty that would get in the way of that. Am I wrong? He's going to have other options.
I don't expect him to be in the Big Ten. Now, people think, oh, Minnesota, why? TJ Fleck loves him.
Gave him a big hug.
Gave him a big hug.
Whispering in his ear after the game in Minnesota. Well, he was.
I would be horrified if Adrian went to Minnesota.
Well, they got their quarterback. Minnesota has its quarterback back.
Do they like Tanner Morgan? He was average this year. Adrian might be better than him if they have, you know, their offensive line's good, Sip. They have an offensive line that can protect
there. I appreciate what you just said. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.